Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
I want to welcome you to today as we're in Psalm 119, verse 168. As we read, I have kept thy precepts of thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. First of all, I just want to thank you for joining us today. I don't know if you've just got us started with these daily devotions, but I want to remind you that we have all of them on the church website where you could go through, or else on TuneIn Radio, and start at the beginning of Psalm 119. There's 176 of these verses. Oh my goodness, what a rich treasure chest they are. Well, what I'd like us to do on this verse is talk again about the psalmist, how he has kept his precepts. He said that yesterday in verse 167 and thy testimonies. But now he says something that's amazing. For all my ways are before thee. He's talking about the conduct of life, the things that he thinks, the things that he does. Everything that he was doing are before the ways of the Lord, or before the Lord, not the ways of the Lord, but are actually there where God can see him and he knows and he understands. Well, that certainly makes sense, doesn't it? Because truly, if he is God, which we honor him as being God, then he certainly has the capacity to know our thoughts and to know everything that we do. In fact, there's a hint of it in a verse where it speaks about where God knows our thoughts in their origin, from the very depths of our thinking and in our heart and our soul. God knows us thoroughly. I think it's important for us to recognize that. And so here the psalmist saying, Lord, you understand and you know what I do and the things that I'm doing before you, as he's been looking for God to help them. I think it's so important. But the way throughout the Psalm 119, we see it scattered throughout as he talks about the way, which is a path, a road, something that you would travel on. Even as in the verses we saw, he says, thy word is a lamp unto my path. It's a way that lights my going and directs me, is God's word. In verse 1, it even tells us, he says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Verse 3 says, they also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. In verse 5, he says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Well, I can echo that one. How about you? That all my ways were directed by God's word. But here he's making a confession. He says, Lord, all my ways are before thee. You see me. You understand me. I'm yours. I belong to you. And that's a good thing. Because he knows our good days, our in-between days, and our bad days. And yet, he loves us. In Psalm 44, verse 20, we read, if we have forgotten the name of our God or stretch out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. He knows what's in the depth of us, and he loves us. He cares for us. In fact, and Peter tells us that we should cast our cares, plural, upon him. Because why? Because he cares for us. Even as he says, he looks upon our hearts and he knows that we genuinely want to serve him, even though as men and women, and we do make mistakes and we not able to serve him the way necessarily we want to. But yet, as he sees those things about us, those weaknesses, he loves us. In Job chapter 34, verse 21, we read, for the eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth his going. Similar to what we're seeing here in our psalm, where Job says, God sees the going. What you're doing today, where you think you might be going, and your thoughts, your actions, and everything about you. In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, it says, for the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders his going. And so we've seen this a theme throughout the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, we read, Can any hide himself in a secret place that shall not be seen of him? Is there, do you have a secret place that you could think that you could hide from God? He goes on, says the Lord, do not I fill the heaven and earth, says the Lord. I remember as a young believer, and I was think at that time I was just dating my wife now, and so it's many years ago, and we would go to the movies. And every once in a while we would go to the movies, I was laughing. I says, doesn't it feel like you got to leave God outside the movie theater, because it's just filled with, you know, even the best of movies, there isn't a lot of redeemable things in the movie theater. But yet, God goes with us, and he sees everything that we do in every place that we go. And that's why we should live our lives totally and completely under the Lord. I don't believe we as a Christian have a day off where we feel like we need to take a vacation from God. I just need to relax. I deserve a break. I've been doing pretty good lately. No, 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 no. We should live for the Lord with all of our soul, all of our strength, and all of our might. As you look at your life, have you ever thought that our life is just but a vapor, and before you know it, it's over with? It's really, truly the things that we do for the Lord, those are the things that will last. He sees and he knows our understanding. Can any hide himself in a secret place? Well, of course not. We cannot. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, we read, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That either could be a frightful statement or a very comforting statement. Frightful if you're in rebellion against God. If that's the case, the simple message is what God would say to you this day is repent, return unto the Lord, and he will forgive you because he's plenteous and his heart is full of compassion, ready to forgive. But for those who are just struggling, that love God, isn't it very comforting this day that he knows what you're going through? And you can come before his throne of grace. In fact, encourage us to come boldly before his throne of grace to find help in a time of need. I find that's very, very comforting. And finally, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 23, he says, and I will kill her children with death, and with all the churches shall know that I am he which searches in the reins of the heart, and I will give unto everyone according to his works. So he's saying that those who rebel against God, ultimately there is judgment. But those who love God, he says, I'm going to search each and every person's heart at the end of the day. He says, and the things that you do unto me will last. Those are the things that I want to bless you in. And so may we this day, the purpose within our heart, even as Daniel said, I purpose it in my heart that I would not defile myself. May we live for God this day. May we just depend upon his mercy and his grace and rely upon the Holy Spirit to live our life the way he would have us live. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.